In the bottom of Lamed Vav on the base. Hemshech of the Gemara of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Amudr anami chaveroi milamdei medrash halachas va'agodos avaloi lamdenu mikre. So, fascinating Mishnah that's mechalek between teaching Torah Shebal Peh as opposed to Torah Shebichsav. Correct the Gemara Kasha. Mikra my time aloi lamdenu. Because he's giving him ano by teaching to him. In fact, the Gemara, right? So Zoran explains it, what's the mahana? Not the Torah, but kasheino noitel mimenu schar. Since he's not charging him, so memele he's mahanele. He's a free tutor. Medrash nami kamahanele. So Torah Shebal Peh is more difficult. No, the Mishnah is talking about a case where you take schar al mikra, but you don't take schar al medrash. My piska. Why do we assume that that's the case of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, no, Mishnah was coming to teach you a din that you're allowed to take schar ala mikra, and you're not allowed to take schar ala midrash. Dichsiv, v'oisi tziva Hashem v'isa hila lamed eschem. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu was mitzavi me to teach you. Uksiv rei lamadati eschem chukim mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem. Ma'ani b'chinam afatav nami b'chinam. Just like I didn't charge you, so right, very apropos, lo chamor echad nosasi, right? Or a new word asked me, Alex, right? What's the pshat? He just asked me this the other night. Why? What's Moshe Rabbeinu referring to the chamor specifically? They didn't charge it, right? So that's what we had a whole discussion about what the chamor represents. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying in this past week's parsha, and also in this week's parsha, that he says that I have to do everything bechina. This is not just for Talmud Torah. The Gemara in the end of the second parak of Kiddushin learns from Hazah of Nechatos by the Parah Aduma. It's all mitzvahs. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs when it comes to charge, when it comes to mitzvahs. It's actually worth noting. I'm not going to be able to talk about it now. It's a complicated sugya why doctors are allowed to charge. You know, you think about how much doctors make. You know, it's taka, you know, is it real? What? Yeah, exactly. Right. The kasha was better before Obama. But yeah, so Obama was matar, it's the kasha. So it's also you have to get into schar batal or you know some other form or bizman hazeh. Maybe it's different, but in Shulchan Aruch it's quoted. The Ramban writes, you know, that there is what to look into in terms. Yeah, just Ashavas Avida, Ashavas Gufa. Sure, yeah, the mitzvah to heal. Sure, for Jews. Yeah. And the stomach, the same kasha. I don't know, dentist, maybe not. Hashabbos Aver gets into it. It's an Aver. Okay, this is good lunch hack with Dr. the dentist. This is, you know, what malach is here violating. This is you know, how many times have we discussed dentistry? Okay, gevaldik. So says the Gemara, mikra nami bechinam. So mela. That's also Torah. So why doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu also have to do that? But you know, Rav Amar Schar Shima, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Schar Pisuk Tamen. So no, the Rav says it's talking about other schar. What is it? The schar of watching the kids, or the schar of Pisuk Tamen, or the schar of the trup. Clearly, the trup, and that's what the Gemara is going to go on to discuss, is not considered Talmud Torah, right? Might not even be Doraisa, right? That's what the Gemara in the Hemshech is going to deal with. And this Harshimer is a way for you to get this money. So Enechanami, the Gemara is basically understanding that Enechanami, that this is Taka Aser even by Mikra, but the purpose over here, why it's Butter, why it's Aser, is because you're getting other Schar over here that you're not paying, and therefore you're being Mahana with that other Schar. Ask the Ran. The limud gufe, the end of the ran, the first year of Mascha on Lamed Zayin, before Linyan Alocha. The limud gufe nami lav hanohu, the mitzvah slav lahenis minu. So this ran is very important. Because the ran is asking a fundamental question: what do you do with the, forget everything else, what do you do with the fact that the Talmud Torah, you're being mahanim with the Talmud Torah? So Zok the Ran, yeah, but you're being mekayim the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is lav lahenis minu. So this, we should remember and recall from earlier chavuras, which is not the first time we're dealing with this issue of being mahana someone else legabi a mitzvah, and other rishonim like the Nemugi Yosef here and the other rishonim have a different mahalach. That as long as I'm involved in a mitzvah, so then the fact that you begram get hanah, that's not my issue. That's not my purpose of why I'm doing it. That's not considered a maisa mahana, right? The Ran l'shitaso like he didn't in other places, like he doesn't. Like he doesn't buy Bikur Cholim. The Ran understands that he didn't buy a Shabbos of Eidah. He didn't go that route of the Nemukhi Yosef. He understood that you have to come on to Mitzvah Slav Lahenis Ninu. Because the Ran understands that any time, and the Ran says this I think clearly later, we pointed this out in the Chaburas in the beginning of the Perek, the Ran understands any time you're involved in a mitzvah, but you're being moiser, adavar, amahana, miyad liyad, you're giving over something, so then that svar doesn't apply. Meaning, you don't look at it as, oh, I'm just doing my mitzvah, and you're begram. You're indirectly going to get benefit. No, when it's talking about something that you're giving to the other individual, that's going to be usur, even if you're involved in a mitzvah. So therefore, the Ran, it was insufficient for the Ran to give that teretz. So the Ran l'chayr is l'shitaso over here in terms of how to resolve that. What is important to point out, first of all, another reason the Arsameach points this out, actually, the Turi Evan asks on Aran that this is a little bit of a pella. The Turi Evan asks on Aran that you're explaining a stum of the Mishnah. And you're saying that this is going according to Mitzvah Slav Lahenis Ninu. Let's keep in mind, not everyone agrees to Mitzvah Slav Lahenis Ninu. That's a machlokes in the Gemara. So the Turi Evan asks on the Ran, you know, how are you going to explain this Mishnah according to that other day, the Mitzvah Lahenis Ninu? So that's why the Arsameach says, and he says the Svara of the Nemukhi Yosef, he said, Achar Kach Matzasi, that the Rishonim here also have an alternative route. But the Ran is actually getting him stuck in. He gets it in sticky water over here that he's making this Mishnah to be a raya to Mitzvah Slav Lahenis Ninu when the Gemara doesn't bring a raya from this Mishnah, which is a little bit difficult to point out. Another Ha'ara, I don't want to focus too much on this, Ran. I'd rather speak about something else from which we'll get to in a second. But a very important Ha'ara that comes out of this, Ran, is what's brought down in the Taz in Shulchan Aruch and what's quoted B'Shem the Rav Avram in Ahar. The Taz is commenting on the din in Shulchan Aruch that if someone asserted hanah from another individual, you're not allowed to use his sefer. And the Taz asked the Kasha, why? It's Mitzvah Slav Lahenis Ninu. So what's the problem? So one of the days in the Taz there is like the famous Egg Leital, similar to the Egg Leital. The idea that's in the Rishonim, Rabbi Avraham and Ahar, is that when it comes to Talmud Torah, there's hanah saguf. That's part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So Memela, that gets into the old shaila we discussed, whether or not Mitzvah Slav Lahenis Ninu really applies to hanah saguf. So that's not going to be a simple solution. So the kasha, so that was the Abdul Malum's chiddush. That the Abdul Malum's chiddush, right? What did he say over there? So remember all the cheshvin. What was the cheshvin there? He said that the Rashba that says that Hanos Aguf is also patterned by Mitzvah Slav Lahenis Ninu, even Hanos Aguf. How's he going to answer the Gemara by the Mayon that the Gemara says that it's Aser B'Moisachama, right? Right. That's what you got to think about the Rashba when you're schwitzing this summer in Mitzvah Shem, how much you want to jump into a pool, but unfortunately everyone filled up their pools, right? Back rack now, okay, Baruch Hashem. So, right, so how is the Rashba going to answer that Gemara? So Zok the Av Maluim that the Rashba doesn't apply where it's Efshar Ba'achir. Because then I'm doing a Maisa. Why did I choose this? Choose something else. That's not patterned. So over here, it's Efshar Ba'achir. So even the Rashba will be Shver. You're making this question stronger. Right? I was asking Lefi the Ran. Yeah. The Ran holds Hanos HaGuf is never a Ptur. The Rashba holds it sometimes a poor brew, but when it's Efshar Ba'achir, even according to the Avnu, even the Rashba would agree that it's us. So, what do you say? Say, in a Hanami, maybe the Ran holds that maybe there is no Hanasa Guf by Talmud Torah. You know, maybe I won't say this over on Simchas Torah, but you know, like that might be Noveya from our Sugya about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Just a subtle ha'ara from this Sugya. Okay. So the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, Tnan, it says in the Mishnah, Lo yilamdenu mikra bishlam alamanda amr schar pisuk tamim haynu de lo yilamdenu. Elamanda amr schar shimur gadol bar shimur? Why is the Mishnah assuming that you're talking about a babysitting story? What, you're talking about another individual. So why is there schar shimur that you're being mahana with him? So the Gemara says, Bikotan k'tani. Bikotan k'tani. So Zok the Ran, in the third of the wide lines, Tanan lo yilam denu mikra, the really wide lines, Elamanda reschar shimur gadol bar shimur v'ha'ihu noter nafshe, we assume that Gedolim could watch themselves, right? The word is, they need to be watched. It's just, we give you the responsibility to babysit yourself. But the word is, it's not that you don't need a babysitter. Everybody needs a babysitter, right? Everyone needs a shmira. Don't ever take yourself for granted, right? Everyone has to set up their safeguards, their gedarim. Everyone needs a babysitter. The shaila is, get to a level in life that hopefully you can pay yourself the babysitting fee and you don't have to get someone else. But in a chanami, maybe for some people. It's interesting. Ron could have just said, there's no natira allowed. There is no natira necessary. Bekotan, that's not what I'm talking about. Bekotan, the havehai mudr katan, the person that's usher in the neder, what, is a katan. Even though a katan that doesn't have aver on his own, the Gemara in Yevamos and Kuf Yud Dalet tells us, we paskin, let him do the avera. You don't have to be mafishim for the avera. It's not like a yid, a gadol, that you have to be mafishim kol Yisrael or even zelazeh. Relax a little bit. Don't be OCD on this kid. You know, just relax. Why is it aser? Because you're being mistafa biyadayim. And the Gemara says, even according to the Manda Omer, that ain bezdim etzula afrisha, that means if he's doing the avera alone, if he's taking the non-kosher, he's picking up a mukta toy on his own, so then I don't have the chiyuv to be mafreshim for the avera. But for me to facilitate the iser, for me to tell him to do the iser, that would be my obligation. That is potentially an iser de oraisa for him to violate. Just a ha'ara before I get into the crux of the sugya, which is the Rashba. Karen Ayra makes a fascinating ha'ara. Lamaisa, we're in Schar Shimur. Right? So what comes out of this Gemara? What's the hanah that was usher that's now being benefited for this katan? Frak the Karen Ayra? What is it? What? Schar for what? For anshin. For babysitting. Right? You lo atar nashe, and you have to pay.
The Ron says when you're the
Well, yeah, because I'm a lamed, not the Talmud Torah, that's mitzvah venison. It's the fact that I'm babysitting when I'm a lamed, right? It's the parents I know. Whoever fret the garner that a kid is going to be chayv tashlumin for the babysitting. Now you're mahana the katan. He's not going to pay you regardless. Yeah, well, go to tomorrow. Let's do an experiment. How many kids in the middle of Anche have actually thought about the amount of tuition that their parents pay? Thank you so much. When was the last time they actually thanked you? So they come home tomorrow to have a shmooz with your kids and say there's a Karen Ayer in Lidorim, Lamed Zayim and Aleph. Says that it's your achrayis, that this is your hanah. It's a pella. The tashlum and the chiyav, that's the hanah that the child's getting. It's a fascinating ha'ara.
Why is it called the mudar katan also? I mean, if I mudar katan, it's like assuming that...
I asked her the katan. I got ticked off with this katan.
This case is that you're mudar now from a person, so I'm teaching the kids.
The Gemara, no. It says both. It says both. That's the Hemshech Legar. Ibe Kotan Ema Seif Av Malabres Bonov. Right. That's the next line in the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about the ratio. Right? Melam doi mikra. Right?
Yeah, sure.
Right. So it's a tzarachim. We need to work on that kasha of the Karanera. What the Hana is. But the Rashba asks, we're going to say, a bam kasha. Correct? The Rashba. Correct? The Rashba. It's mealy. The iser neder nami mi mitvis akot. There's no iser to the kot. What did the Ran say? Ein bez the mitzvah l'afrisho, but it's svia biyadai. That's by treif. That's by a chetza di yisura. Over here, what is the kotan mechuyev in nedarim and bal yachal dvaro? No. So what's the iser? So what's the Sviya de Yisura?
Aren't we different with Hatzafasa, it's a karma, right? Mm-hmm. And make it like hectic, right? Does that make it more transformed to an Isra Behedra in a way? Make it more like a Hatzafasa?
You're saying, because Yesh Me'ilah B'Kainamas, it's Mamash Dumya to a karma. It's like your Mamash feeding Kachem to a... No, if we really even in the tzad of Yesh Me'ilah B'Kanamos, if we mamish really view it as hektish, that it's really I hear what you're saying. It's interesting. Mamish, you have a cheftz of Yisur over here, even without a chiv. Since there's a cheftz of kedusha, so. What's the Isser? What's the Isser? Me'ilah? He's not Mechuyev. You're saying he's not Mechuyev in Treif either? He's not Mechuyev in Treif either. So look, is that... Enechanami, L'choira, even if you want to say that there's a the element of Hektish here, but without the Chiyuv of Parshas Nedarim, the Rashba L'choira is asking, that Parsha doesn't relate to you. Right?
I don't understand why not. Why is it different than treif? Why is bayachad dvaro like in the treif?
It's not bayachad dvaro. There is no issue that applies to it. Parshas Nedarim doesn't apply to it.
But neither does treif. Why does treif apply?
Oh, treif is a reality. Treif is a reality independent of him. Shabbos is also there's
because he himself can't create an nether.
Yeah,
he himself can't do it, so it's not
meaning it, the whole parsha of Nedarim doesn't relate to him.
Is treif the derisa? Does it relate to him on the derisa level, or does it relate to him still through the derivat level?
No, on the derisa. Meaning you want to know is the iser svia biyadayim apply to the derisa? When the Ran says it's also lusapos. Even if you hold Ein Bez the Mitzvah Mal Frisho, I can't facilitate. You want to know, is that an Isser D'Oraisa?
Well, it's still Isser for you, but like as it relates to him.
Oh, that's a separate question. Whether or not he has to do tshuva.
So isn't the same, like, I mean...
Rama writes in Shin Mem Gimel, in Hilchos Shabbos, that a katan that didn't have there should do tshuva afterwards. Yeah.
You also say that if him being in the neder against the katan is like the Tzvi Abiyadayim.
Why? But what? That's the Rashi's kasha. Why? He has no sheikh.
No issue.
There's no issue.
He's creating a new chesed sheli sura by with the neder, just like by.
It doesn't relate to him. Let me ask you something. If I ask her to go with my neder, would you say that it's also for me to give him food? Right. So what's the difference?
Why does the chenuf apply? Is it a problem for just chenuf? Is it a problem for you saying this ultimately?
I don't think our mission is teaching us a din of chenuf. The Mishnah is talking about a case of Mamish Nidar. Mudrana?
He's not Mufka, maybe if he violates, he's an Onash.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned that earlier, no?
You want to say a Kotan's Maisa Avera is.
He has Shaychus to Nidarim, just. If he were to violate a Nether, there wouldn't be an Isser.
But so that's not an Isser. That's not an issue. Tmila v'chi iser neder mi mitzvah sakota. Zok the Rashi v'yesh leimar ukimta. Dahacha bekatan mufla samach le'ish askinan. We're talking about, right, last week, my son, 12 years old. It's a chiddush, the Gemara in Nida has, that already from 12 for a boy and 11 for a girl, has the ability to already be mafresh nedar. To be mekabel and eved. The Rav Huna damer v'seches Nida perek yotzider v'n hikdish v'achol loikash nemer ki yapli lo yechol. Second day of the Rajba. Shlomer da afilu b'isr neder hava alei kebosar chazir. V'asal achilu b'yadayim. M'zeshu melamdo areyu machilu b'yadayim. Mamash min hakotze l'hakotze. It's like Alex was saying. It's chazir. So what do you assume in the beginning? What do you assume in the kasha? What are these 2 days in the Rashba, everybody say?
What was the second answer?
In a chanami, it's aser, it's chazir.
Why?
What's the difference? Why? Like exactly what Alex is saying, this is treif. So what is the first day of old? Right, like Joe. First day of old, you need a nukimta. It's gotta be mufla samach leish. So let's take. So I was working on this Rashba. So I think that there are two ways that a person could approach this Rashba, maybe even more. But let's just suggest two ways now. Perhaps this might connect to a much broader Shaila. Perhaps. L'gabi Sfiya B'yadai. What is the nature of Sfiya B'yadai? Who's critical when it comes to Sfiya B'yadai? The Torah says, "A katan who does a ma'isa avera, relax. In bez the mitzvah la'afrisho, don't get involved." Okay. Now the Torah says, "But don't facilitate it." Why should I not facilitate it? Is that because if I facilitate, then that's going to be a problem popping a child? Or does that mean that no, the Torah, when it said to me this is surim, it also said, "Don't be mistaf a child," but not because of the avera of the child. Where does this come into play? So there's a major shaila la'alocha, a very sensitive shaila actually, and there's an arichus in many of the achronim legavi the shaila, a very sensitive shaila. Trumas Hadeshin had a tshuva about this, and then the Chassam Sofer had a tshuva against the Trumas Hadeshin, which was pretty wild. The Trumas Hadeshin explained that the nature of the Isser Sfiya B'Yadayim is because Chas V'Shalom, this child is going to grow up and he's going to be around this aver and he's going to think it's mutter. That's not a way that we want to, you know, regulate the child. So therefore, basically like us in the misrach, and it's a bad policy, it's bad for the child. So therefore, don't facilitate. But sounds like, yeah, similar to chinuch, but says the Trumas Hadeshin, but it may be even on a level deraisa. Says the Trumas Hadeshin, but if the child will never be a gadol, child is a shaita, so then he thinks that the isser of Sfiya B'Yadayim won't apply. And the shaila was sent to the Chassam Sofer regarding, and the Trumas Hadeshin, I don't know if the shaila was sent to the Trumas Hadeshin, you never know with the Trumas Hadeshin, because he writes some of his shailas he made up, but the Chassam Sofer got the shaila. But and then Rav Moshe got the Shaila, many Paiskim got the Shaila, and then Rav Asher Weiss got the Shaila. Basically a person who needs to go to a special home, and they're going to feed Nevelis and Trefis to this child, and it's in order to, you know, to help him as much as possible, but he's probably going to end up being a Shaita, you know, he's not going to come back to be so according to the Trumas Hadeshin, it's Mutter. Chassam Sofer says that he disagrees with the Trumas Hadeshin, and he says we're not derish time of the Krah. The Torah says there's an Isser Sfiya B'Yadayim. It's Aser, no matter what. And he brings a raya from a Rashba in Gittin, on Daf Nun Beis, that talks about an apotropis, it has to be mafresh truma on behalf of a shaita. So you see that there's an issue of svia biyadayim even by a child that's not going to come to be a bardas, and that's the way the Chassam Sofer concludes. To be moisif, I thought that the Rashba was lishitaso, because the Rashba in a totally different sugya. The Rashba writes legabe the din of fascinating sugya in the end of Maseches Nida, one of the most, in my opinion, fascinating sugyas in Shas, is the sugya of mitzvahs asidus lihibato la'asidlov. There's a machloikis in the Gemara about whether or not mitzvahs will be nullified la'asidlov. Now the million-dollar question is, what did that phrase just mean that I just said? Mitzvahs will be batal la'asid lavo when? Means like the question that all of your kids ask, like what's going to be when Mashiach comes or when Tchias HaMesim happens? Like, are there not going to be mitzvahs anymore? Is that what the Gemara is referring to? That there's a machlekes in the Gemara if there are going to be mitzvahs or not? That's pretty wild. So then the Rishonim will point out and say that's a little difficult because that might be apikorsis, right? Torah loy tehe mukhlefes. Torah is always going to stay around. That's one of the Yud Gimel Yikarim. How could you have a day in the Gemara that holds like that? That's wild. Or, says the Rashba, that's not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara meant mitzvahs asidus libatel, not in Tchias HaMesim, not in Mashiach. It means when they're a mace. Said the Rashba, that when he's a mace, I don't have an issur to put him into a beged shatnez. Why? Because mitzvahs, Kevin Shemais, Nasis Chavshim and Amitzvahs. What's the Chiddush, Dr. Rashba? What's the Chiddush? That there's no Isser of Sfiya Biadayim to a Mace. No, it's Dr. Rashba. That's the Lashon of the Rashba. So I said, this is the Rashba Lashitas? How can you even envision a possibility of Sfiya Biadayim? The Teretz is, if I'm focused by Sfiya Biadayim on the Mistafe, not on the recipient, not on the Katan, not on the shoyte, right? But on the person who's facilitating, no matter what. So then there would be an Isser Sfiya Biyadayim, and I have to be mechadish that Kevin Shemais, Nasis Chofshi Lamana Mitzvah, that there's not going to be a problem with Sfiya Biyadayim when it comes to a mace as well. That's what the Rashba writes in the Nida on Daf Samach Aleph Menav. Rabbi Yisai, could be that this is exactly what our Rashba is dealing with. That's what I want to suggest, perhaps. Perhaps what the Rashba is dealing with is that, yeah, you're right, the Kotan's not Chayef. But what? But you have that Isser. You have an Isser of Nidarim. You have an Isser of Nidarim. So mainly included in your Isser is not to facilitate even the Ketanim that is not a Bar Chiyuva. Even if it's not going to come to be a Bar Gadol or a Bar Havana. That's a chilek of my Chiyuv in the Parsha of Nidarim. Is not to relate it. Klape Ketanim, even though there's no necessarily no Chilul and no Chait that's necessarily happening Klape the Kof. And the other day I hold no. The other day, a whole no has to be something that he's gonna that is gonna affect him. That's problematic for him. Perhaps that's the 2 days in the Rashba. Perhaps Rabbi Yisai. Then I came across the Or Sameach, and I realized Rabbi Yisai, there's a new Hezber over here, and I think this Hezber is even better. And it's fundamental not to Sfiya Biyadayim, but to Maseches Nedarim. Rabbi Yisai, Zok the Heilige Or Sameach. A gewaldigen part. He says, we have a machlekes between the Ran and the Rambam that we've addressed already a few times in Chabur. It came up the first time on Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph. The shaila is as follows. A muder ano me chavero. A person takes a neder and he asers his friend. Muder ano me chavero. And he asks his friend of the neder, Joe, you're usher to my property, right? Now, Joe doesn't listen to me, and Joe violates the neder. He comes to my house, and he's neder from the property. Who gets malchus? The Rambam says, only I can get malchus. The Ran says, no. The person who carried the isser, who was asser, the mudr gets malchus. Zokti or sameach. Hafla v'fela. He says, that's this day in the Rashba. That's the 2 days. The Ran versus, he doesn't talk about the Rashba, he just says, this sugya is the answer to the Ran's kasha. The Ran asked the kasha, ayin bez de mitzvah lafrisho, it's sviya biyadayim, right? So zok the arsameach. Our sugya is a raya. Was that poshet? How the Amr Gemara daf lamed zayin el laman the Amr schar shimer bekata namad yer also lamed bechina mishum de mahanu ran nidchek l'shitasu mishum de kata noichon levelasu. Right. So the Ran was nidchek l'shitasu. He said, but according to the Rambam, that the madir, the one who made the neder, is over the iser. You're talking about the wrong individual. Right? The Ran got stuck. Ein bez de mitzvah lafrisho. Because the Ran was looking from the vantage point of what? Of where's the avera of the katan? Where's the avera of the katan? Of the mudr. Because the Ran l'shitaso on daf tesvav holds, the mudr gets malchus. So if you have a katan, then I'm stuck. Because it holds from the vantage point of the mudr. Masha'enkin zokti or sameach, when you come according to the Rambam shita, that it's the madir, and again, if you remember why we explained, because according to the Rambam, it's bal yachel dvoro. You had to be a person who had a dibor, and you're machal that dibor. It's not shayach, according to the Rambam, said the Stipler, for the person who was passive and never said anything, enunciated anything, for him to violate a neder. There's no dibor. So memela, Malchus is only going to be by the one who enunciated. Well, listen to the raya of the Tosefta that the Arsameach brings from the Tosefta that I think is going to help us begabe the Rashba's kash. Listen to this lashon of the Tosefta. The Tosefta says as follows: Hamudra ano mechavero umes. A person asers his friend, and then the friend dies. Osalo aron v'tachrichin v'chalilim. You can be involved in the kfura process. You can make him an aron, and you can make him tachrichin. Why? Says the Tosefta. She'ein hanol lemes. She'ein hanol lemes. Since the mace is not nene anymore, that's why it's mutter. Frek the Arsameach. That's why it's mutter. He's a mace. He's logar from an akum. He's a katan. You don't need a svara of ein hanol lemesim. It's not shayach neder. Moreover, Rabbi said, what was the Rashba's kasha? By the koton. Tmiyuli v'chi yisir neder mimatfis ha-koton. So the Rashba had to say, you're right. It has to be what? That it's a mufla samach le'ish. He's in the parsha of Nedorim. Otherwise, there's nothing to talk about. Says the Arsameach, not true. According to the Tosefta, and the Arsameach thinks in Shitas HaRambam, when I say that I'm madir someone, is the reason why the neder exists because he's shayach to the parsha of Nedarim? He's the recipient and he has balyachol dvaro? Do you need the mudr to be included in the parsha of Nedarim? Even if you say like the Rambam, again, we're taking one step further. We're not just bringing a raya to the yisod of the Rambam from our sugya, which is very geshmak with the Arsameach says. We're taking it one step further, Rabbi said. There's a fascinating chiddush that's going on within this Rashba and within this Arsameach and this Rama. Perhaps you could even say that the Madir, the one who enunciated the neder onto someone else, it can create a neder even without the person who's receiving it that's in the parsha of a neder, like a mace. Once you have a Tosefta that says that it will be shayach to a mace because I made the neder, who cares what his status is and what his chiyuv and mitzvah is? So the Mamelo, the Rashba's kasha falls. That's the second day in the Rashba. That the Rambam Shita, that Mudr Ano Mechaveru, which is already much more geshmak in terms of the issue that the Ran addressed over here, and we're talking about the shifting from the wrong person, not from the Katan, but we're shifting back onto the person who took the Neder because of Bal Yachal Dvaro. But it's not just that. It's that you don't even need a bar chiyuva in order to create that iser. And therefore, melo, a katan is chayiv. Just like you would say, by a mace. Meaning, yesh lachkor. Up until today, and like the second day in the Rashba that says, mufla samach leish, perhaps even according to the Rambam that says, the madir gets malchus when Joe violates the neder, when the other person violates the neder, because he didn't say anything. But it's only because the neder was within the parsha and put on, placed on a person that has bal yachol dvaro. But let's say it's a tree stump. Let's say it's a goy. Let's say it's a mace. Let's say it's a katan. Do I need for the Rambam to in order to be mechayev the madir, Do I need that the mudr has to be within Parshas Nedarim? Or do you say, no, divorce them? They're not totally habaho. And the madir could create a neder to asa the mudr and has nothing to do with his chiyuvim. That's what coming out of our sugya. So it's two pshatim legabe, the Rambam and the Ran, that Memela is going to be the two pshatim in the Rashba legabe. All right, Rabbi Said, in terms of the future,